AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Terminally ill patients now have the right to take their own lives in the state of California. Governor Jerry Brown signed the legislation Monday. It makes California the fifth state to allow terminally ill patients to use doctor-prescribed drugs to end their lives. It applies only to mentally sound people and not to those who are depressed or impaired. The head of the group supporting the legislation is Tony Broaddus.
We ultimately think that this decision is something that each American should have the right and the opportunity to make for themselves.
A previous version of the legislation failed earlier this year, despite highly publicized case of Brittany Maynard, a woman with brain cancer who moved to Oregon to end her life. Shelters are being set up and officials are trying to restore services to hard-hit areas of South Carolina. Red Cross spokesman Anthony Trinetta is at a shelter in Columbia.
We're expecting to see hundreds of residents come here. This is a safe place for them to come, get out of the weather. The temperatures are starting to drop.
At least a dozen people are known to have died in weather-related incidents in North and South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley.
I can't stress enough that this is not a fun event. We don't want to have to come out and rescue, and much worse, we don't want to have you added to this number of fatalities.
President Obama will be going to Roseburg, Oregon, Friday to meet privately with the families of victims of last week's shootings on the campus of Umpqua Community College. The school's president says some students came back onto campus Monday to try to get their lives back to normal.
This is the first day of that. I know that there's at least one injured student who's already come back on campus, and I really applaud her bravery. We have a lot of support system in place for our students and our faculty.
Classes will not resume there until next week. An American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Boston was diverted to New York because of a medical emergency on board. The captain became gravely ill and later died. Passengers were not injured in that incident. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton lashed out Monday at her critics and Republicans conducting an investigation of the Benghazi attacks.
This committee was set up, as they have admitted, for the purpose of making a partisan political issue out of the deaths of four Americans.
In an interview on the Today Show, she called it a partisan political exercise and said if she were president, she would have done everything in her power to shut down such a partisan investigation. An SUV crashed into a trolley bus at a stoplight in Philadelphia, killing the SUV driver and injuring all 13 people on board the bus. A passenger in the SUV has been critically injured. A couple of marijuana users in Colorado are suing a pot business they say used an unhealthy pesticide to grow their weed. Lawyers say it's the first product liability claim in the nation involving the legal marijuana industry. And in Monday Night Football, Seattle has beaten Detroit. Final score in that game, 13-10. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.